Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. There's been international condemnation of what German experts say was the use of a military-grade nerve agent to poison the prominent Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, said only the Russian government could explain how Mr. Navalny had come into contact with the Novichok agent. Here's our security correspondent, Frank Gardner.
The German government's announcement that Alexei Navalny was poisoned by a sophisticated nerve agent known as a Novichok makes this case even more serious than it already was. Most importantly, it will increase suspicions that, despite its denials, the Russian state was behind his poisoning. Novichok, meaning newcomer in Russian, applies to a group of synthetically produced nerve agents originally developed by the Soviet Union. Western intelligence agencies believe that Novichok has since been refined into a hard-to-detect assassination weapon.
The International Criminal Court has condemned the Trump administration's decision to impose U.S. sanctions on its chief prosecutor, Fatou Bensouda. The move is a response to the court's decision to investigate possible war crimes committed by American forces in Afghanistan. Namia Iqbal reports from Washington.
The ICC began investigating alleged war crimes committed by the US and others in the Afghan conflict earlier this year, but the US has always been against it, with Mike Pompeo calling the process a kangaroo court. President Trump has already imposed travel restrictions on Fatou Bensouda as well as other tribunal employees and their families. The economic sanctions now freeze any of their US-related assets. Human rights groups have condemned the Trump administration's actions, and the UN says it's concerned.
The Brazilian Football Federation has announced that it now pays its players in the men's and women's national teams equally. Daily rates are the same, and prize money for those taking part in the Olympics will also be leveled. Our America's editor Leonardo Russia has this report.
Until 1979, legislation banned women in Brazil from playing football. The sport was seen as too brutal and inappropriate for women. In more recent years, female teams have had to struggle with other problems, lack of funding and unequal pay. But the head of the country's football federation said those days were now gone. He also promised to equalize pay for everyone competing in the World Cup. Given the global fame of Brazilian football, the move sends a strong signal to the rest of the world.
Syrian state media say Damascus has intercepted an Israeli missile attack on one of its air bases. A military source told the Sana news agency that Israeli aircraft fired a number of missiles at a base near Homs, but that the country's air defenses shot most of them down. World News from the BBC.